Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you this week from my home over the lake in near Branson, Missouri. As peaceful as it looks outside, oh, there's so much turmoil in this world. And one thing that's going on right now, people usually asking me, what's going on? What's happening? Right now, what's happening is the nations are being under the telescope of God, under the microscope of God's eye, they are being watched for judgment. The time of the judgment of the nations has begun, and it's really begun with Syria. You might want to go back to yesterday, which it is archived on Syria and current events. But from the rest of this week, we're going to be reading from my little book, Judgment of the Nations. It's a little pocket-sized book that you could carry in your purse or pocket. And it has the scriptures which have to do with nations as nations will be judged for how they treat Israel. And that's the only criteria mentioned in the Bible. As bad as other things are, that's the only thing that's mentioned in the Bible. Now, to rightly divide the word, we have to know who the nations are. It is written in 1 Corinthians 10:32. That there are three groups of peoples about whom scriptures are written. There are the Jews, there are the Gentiles, and the church. 1 Corinthians 10:32 tells us not to offend any Jew, the Gentiles, or the church. Now the Gentiles, actually a better way of saying that is nations. The Hebrew word is goyim, for nations. And the first mention of the nations, you don't go in the New Testament to see what God means when he says nations. You have to go when they're introduced, the first mention, the law of first mention. And the law of first mention of the nations in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 10. After the flood, Genesis 10 lists the sons of Noah. Noah's three sons are Shem, Ham, and Japheth. 70 foundational nations are listed. They got off the boat, and Genesis chapter 10 goes into detail, and it's the first time we ever see in the Bible the Hebrew word goyim, or nations. And then it lists, let's say, for instance, chapter 10, verse 2, the sons of Japheth. That's one of the sons of Noah. And then it mentions the nations that came from him. And then it goes on and it says, by these were the isles of the Gentiles divided, goyim, in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families in their nations. It says that after the sons of Japheth, it says that after the sons of Ham, it says that after the sons of Shem. And then at the very last of the chapter, it says, these are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. You have 70 foundational or basic nations. Now, God had told them what to do when they get off the boat. He said, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now in Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel, you know that story, that account, that's 340 years after the flood and they haven't gone anywhere. They're still all together on the plains of Shinar, and that's always Babylon, and they are dwelling there together. They haven't gone anywhere to obey God in 340 years. The reason why is they have been led by a man named Nimrod. And Nimrod led a rebellion against God. You go back to chapter 10 to find out about it. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. And then you see that he built cities. He wasn't supposed to be having any kingdom. He wasn't supposed to be setting himself up as a king. And the Chumash commentaries on Nimrod and the things they know about him was he did not hunt lions, tigers, and bears. He hunted men's souls. He hunted men's souls away from God. And as Brother Copeland has been talking about the Babylonian system, they decided to meet their own needs their own way and leave God out of it. And so they were going to build this tower. Well, you know the story. The Lord judged them, confused their language, and scattered them throughout the earth. In Genesis 12, he introduced his separated nation, Israel. Israel was separated from the nations and unto God with the call of revealing God to the nations. Right after the nations rebel, then we hear the Lord saying, Genesis chapter 12, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." In other words, whoever curses Israel, God himself is going to judge them, and he is going to curse them. Now, this nation that was separated, it was separated from all the nations. There are 70 basic nations, and then God says, "I will make a nation out of you." So he gives himself a nation. He separates that nation unto God. And the job of Israel, the calling of Israel, is to reveal God to the nations. And that's what he's done with Israel. He gave them his oracles. He gave them the Holy Spirit, moved upon them, and wrote his book. Everything except perhaps the writings of Luke were given to us through Jewish hands. It says in the New Testament, through them came the Shekinah glory. And through them came the Messiah. So their job is to reveal God to the nations. In the New Testament, God gives to the church in Romans 9, 10, and 11, a revelation of the mystery of Israel. Those three chapters go together. And in those chapters, God says that he does not change his mind regarding his calling for Israel. It is in Romans 11, 29 that we read, "For the gifts and the calling of God are not repented of." We use that for our own selves. We say, well, if God called us to be an evangelist, and we never were an evangelist, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. He didn't change his mind. That's still the call upon our lives. But in looking for the character of God, and that is the character of God, you cannot look past the first meaning, the foundational meaning of the verse. And the foundational meaning of that verse in Romans 11, 29, it goes in context with 9, 10, and 11. And he's talking about the gifts and callings of God on the nation of Israel. It is still their call to reveal God to the nations. Deuteronomy 32, 4, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he." Now we're talking about the judgment of the nations, so you can be sure that God is right in it. Quoting from David Barron's book, Israel and the Plan of God, Barron writes, "Another glorious characteristic of the rock of Israel is that all his ways are judgment." This word mishpat, judgment, stands in the Hebrew Bible not only for God's acts of judgment, but for his just and righteous decisions as the judge and moral governor of the universe. So when we talk about the judgment of the nations, we can know, and I'm going to read you just from this book, which I put together the scriptures covering that only, we can know that he's just and right in it. Now we have to always remember to rightly divide the word to see to whom the scripture speaks. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study, that we might be workmen approved unto God, rightly dividing the word. 1 Corinthians 10:32 tells us that there are three groups of peoples that God could be speaking to: the Jews, the nations, and the church. I have in this book that I'm going to offer you for $1 a list of the scriptures regarding the judgment of nations as nations. This list is by no means exhaustive. But of course, we would have to begin with, he said, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. Genesis 12. Isaiah 49, 25 through 26. But thus saith the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, that means Jehovah. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Jacob. The scriptures often refer to the physical offspring of Abraham as Jacob. Why not Abraham or Isaac? Abraham had other sons. Isaac had another son. But all 12 of Jacob's sons constitute the nation of Israel. Last night before I went to bed, I watched again Fiddler on the Roof. You should watch it. It's filled with wonderful music, but it has the story of the pogroms of Russia. The Russian czars were terrible to the Jewish people, and most of the Jewish people, after they scattered from the destruction of the Second Temple, went north, and the majority of them ended up in Russia and also Poland. And so you see this story, which is a sad story, but it's encapsulated in beautiful music. And I enjoy the beautiful music. And last night I watched it right up to the wedding. And then outside the wedding scene, there were the Russian soldiers coming. And what they did, they would destroy the cities. They would run the people out, burn the cities. But God said, and that's the way they've been treated throughout the diaspora. And God said, Isaiah 49, I will contend with him that contends with thee. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. And most people know that half of the verse and they quote it, but they don't quote the rest of it. I am the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah. I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Tsarist Russia is gone. The Third Reich is gone. The Crusaders are gone. The ones who have come against Israel are gone, but they are not consumed, and they are brought back home. Now, today, I'm offering to you these two little books that I put together just with scriptures and a few comments. God's Promises of the Land to Israel, and the second one, Judgment of the Nations, for how they treat Israel. The scriptures which support these things. We're offering them on a special radio offer for $1 each. You can call 1-800-972-3447 and or you can go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. But you're going to have to say this is the radio offer because these sell for more. I think they sell for $3. But you can get them for $1 plus shipping. And you might want to order more copies to give away, especially to our young people, so that we can know what is God's will in these days for the nations to do. What is God's will for Israel? What is God's will for the things that are captivating the news headlines? This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom. Until tomorrow.